I'm sitting on a garden bench next to a gurgling fountain, eyes closed, warm sunshine on my face, focused on nothing but my breathing, and the voice of Dr. Greg Serpa, who's guiding me in a mindfulness meditation.
So as you breathe in, taking in kindness and compassion and letting it be just for you.
Serpa is a clinical psychologist with the West Los Angeles VA, the site of one of 18 whole health flagship programs in the VA system.
We have acupuncture, Tai Chi, yoga, and a lot of other modalities that promote wholeness and healing all in this building.
He's been teaching mindfulness full-time at the VA since 2010 and helps train other practitioners around the country.
Mindfulness means paying attention in a particular way, on purpose, in the present moment, and non-judgmentally.
The mindfulness-based stress reduction program is an 8-week curriculum, including 30 to 45 minutes a night of meditation and 1-day-long silent meditation retreat geared specifically for veterans.
We see, of course, many mental health diagnoses, anxiety, PTSD, depression, greater incidence of homelessness, of substance use disorders.
Serpa says in the past, prescription medication might have been the default response. Today, patients and their doctors at the VA have more options to deal with pain and mental health challenges.
I think we are on the verge of a really big transformation of what healthcare is, not just in the VA, but in the nation.
Dr. Tracy Gaudette is in charge of the office at the VA focused on that transformation. They're working on fulfilling part of President Trump's executive order, directing the VA to provide 1 year of mental health treatment to most separating service members. At first, the VA says it will offer a 2-hour peer-led introduction to whole health available to new veterans, virtually or in person, by March 9th.
It starts with this exploration of what do they want their new mission to be now that they're transitioning out of active duty?
That orientation will help veterans put together a personal health plan, addressing things like nutrition, exercise, relationships, and housing. Gaudette says this is a new way to connect with the VA, and it could reduce the long wait times that have plagued the system by reducing the need for clinical appointments.
The clinicians are saying, wow, these guys and women, they're motivated, they have skills, they're using mindfulness, they're doing all of this stuff that's helping them, and they need me less. And that success for everybody.
As you exhale, sending out kindness and compassion.
But even in Los Angeles, a city where practices like meditation, Tai Chi, and yoga find a relatively open-minded audience, mindfulness is not always an easy sell with veterans.
I have this veteran in one of my groups now, and he'll like lean back and roll his eyes and go like, with kindness, as if kindness is the worst thing that you could possibly do.
But that perception melts away when veterans experience the results. According to Serpa, they report greater happiness, more functionality in life, better sleep, and less pain. And he sees changes in brain activity showing up in functional MRIs of patients who practice mindfulness.
There's a lot less stress in my life.
Lawrence Manzo is 90 years old, a veteran of World War II. He's been practicing mindfulness for about 3 years with Dr. Serpa at the VA.
It helps me live in the here and now. And it has to do with knowing what's going on in your mind.
The VA says the ultimate goal is to roll out full whole health programs to all 153 VA hospitals and make well-being classes and peer support groups available at hundreds more outpatient clinics around the country. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Dankman.